Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. I'm Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. We hope these are good for you. Moments of encouragement for the living of these days. Right there in the Beatitudes, it says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Why is it that we never teach being meek to our children? It's just not going to happen. Because it sounds like weak, and it is not. I was asked one time to speak to the Ohio State University football team before they were going on out to meet Michigan State. And of course, I did not use "Blessed are the meek." That was not my text. Actually, the Greek word praeotis means, watch this closely, gentle but strong, and connotes strength that is under control and tinged with a spirit of caring. Boy, I like that. There are different levels of meaning of this particular word in the Greek, the original Greek. The first level definition of the meek comes from Aristotle. He says, meek is the place between excessive anger and angerlessness. There's another one. Word used when the people are domesticating a horse. Gentle. Kind of like horse whisperer. Then there's a third one. True humility. Blessed is the one who has the humility to know their own ignorance, their own weaknesses, and their own need. Meek is not what we will from now on, because I have made this clarification. We will not be teaching that to our children because it hopelessly sounds like weak. But to go deeper into the word is to find the greatest people who ever walked the earth, that the text says, who have inherited the earth. The earth they inherited was made better by their humility, their firmness, and without giving in to anger, and always tinged with a spirit of caring. May we indeed find those people who will not want to be identified as meek, but will bring these attributes that have stood the test of time. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes.